Now let me move on. Verse 7, but contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me as the gospel of the circumcision was committed unto Peter. Now, what we have here is actually not two gospels in the sense that there was Peter's gospel and Paul's gospel. These men were in real agreement, by the way. There's no disagreement at all. The gospel of the circumcision means that it was the group he was speaking to. And the Gentiles here was the group that Paul was speaking to. Paul was called to go to the Gentiles. Peter was called to go to his own brethren. And the gospel of the circumcision was to Peter, and the uncircumcision was committed unto me, Paul says. Now he says, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And the proof of the pudding, of course, is always in the eating. And what results were they getting? Well, when Peter preached the gospel, there were quite a few people saved. When Paul preached the gospel, quite a few people were saved. They were both preaching the same gospel. Now, I believe that today the real test of any work is not promotion. The real test of any work is what results does it get? I think that God's people today ought to be very careful where you give, even. And I'll tell you why. If it's not getting results, why in the world give to it? And that's the reason we've said here before. You ought to give to the place where you receive your blessing. Is a church blessing you? You ought to support that church. Is a radio program blessing you? Then you ought to support that program. And there are a great many Christians today that are supporting the wrong things. They're getting no blessing from it. And the fact of the matter is, there are no results. The reason I share letters with you, I think I should. I'm obligated to. My only problem is I wish I could share with you hundreds of others. My secretary brought in during the Christmas holidays a sheaf of letters. Friends, I'd never be able. And I've been going through them, sharing some of them with you. But I just can't even touch it. We believe that we're getting results today. And if we weren't, I'd get off the air, because that's the only purpose, to give out the Word of God today. And if the Word of God's given out, it'll get results. And Paul says here, the proof of Peter's ministry was he was reaching the circumcision. The proof of my ministry, Paul says, is I'm reaching the Gentiles. That is the thing that was all important here to this man, you see. Now, he goes on and says here, in verse 9, and when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the Gentiles, and they unto the circumcision. Now, they would go to a different group, and Paul and Barnabas were committed to go to the Gentiles. Only they would, that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. And Paul came back later with an offering for the poor saints in Jerusalem, because that church had been persecuted, and it was in a sad condition. And Paul had helped do it, by the way, before he was converted, and that's the reason he wanted to bring back in his own hands the gift to this church. Why? Because of the fact that he had persecuted the church, and he wanted now to help them, and he was for doing that. Now, this is social service. If there's one thing that I suppose that we that are fundamental are guilty of, is the lack of real service in this particular area. James is very practical in this. He says, when a man comes among you and he's hungry, don't give him the gospel. Feed him first. Then give him the gospel. I'm of the opinion that fundamental churches ought to be doing more to help folk. I have tried in Los Angeles now for several years to establish a work in South Los Angeles. We've had some success. We have a Bible training school down there that's doing a wonderful job, and with some of the most wonderful people I've ever met in my life, wonderful Christians. And I just thank God for them, and I wish that more could be done. But you know, it's difficult to get people today that are real believers in the Bible to get interested in doing that. Now, Paul says that there is this side to it, and the church there and the apostles said to Paul and Barnabas, "Now, don't forget to remember the poor." That's not the gospel, but if you've been saved by the grace of God, you're going to remember them. And Paul says, "I was forward. I wanted to do this."